Well, joining us in the studio on WKZO for a weekly update on all things happening in Portage, we welcome City Manager Pat McGinnis to WKZO. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you feeling?
Doing very well. Just back from Washington.
Yeah. We went to the National League of Cities Conference in Washington, D.C. the last couple days. And when I say we, I mean Mayor Patricia Randall, Councilwoman Lisa Brayton, and Deputy City Manager Adam Herringa and myself to visit with our senators. We visited with both Senator Peters and Senator Stabenow, as well as Congressman Huizenga, who's our new congressman for our district. And we're able to share with them the things that are happening in our region. We collected a lot of intel from all of our partners in the region. We reached out to local government and nonprofits around Kalamazoo and asked what their priorities were and put together kind of an agenda for our area to share with our elected representatives there in Washington. And it was nice. They welcomed us. They're very happy to see us. And they said it's very rare these days after COVID that so much is done remotely. And then also they do come back to the district. But I think going there and presenting to them our concerns, first and foremost, of course, last week you and I talked about housing. So we talked about that quite a bit. And while we were there, we also met with officials from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to discover what resources we can bring home to help us in that category. But also talked about infrastructure and recreation and public health and all the things that are important to us here in our region. So it was a very worthwhile trip, a rare one. We don't do that very often, but we thought it was time to reach out to our representatives there and make a solid connection.
Good to get the face-to-face stuff.
It was really cool to actually that they took the time to meet with us. You know, we did meet with staff as well, but both senators and the congressman did make time to say hello and welcome us. And Mayor Randall and Councilmember Brayton were both articulate and animated and impressive. So they really helped us get our message across there, and I think it'll pay off in terms of collaborative approaches to some of these problems like housing that seems so daunting. You know, by joining together with our federal and state officials, that's one of our many strategies to try to find ways to fill that need and that supply and the huge gap that exists between affordability and what things really cost. And it's just very difficult. So very happy to meet with them. But today, and we did share with them what I wanted to talk to you about today is goal number two on the city council's list of seven, I guess we can call them. And it's going to take us 7 weeks to get through them all. So the next one is the Lake Center District. And the Lake Center District is, as you can probably tell by the title, the area down between the two lakes, the Isthmus. I have a hard time pronouncing that. So I try to stay away from that word, but that strip of land between...
You know, it truly is. I never thought of it that way, but you're right.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. There's a lot of consonants in a row there. So I'm not going to say it again, but it's that strip of land between Westlake and Austin Lake, and Portage Road runs through there. And so a couple of years ago, the city council directed staff, and I hadn't moved here yet, but they wanted to see a renaissance, a resurgence, a reinvestment in that area. It's been overlooked, I think, in past city administrations. We've really paid attention to the West Edge Corridor and Center Street and Romance and Portage Road to the north. So it was time to take a really close look at that. So they did a very extensive deep dive into the planning of that district, and they had extreme public input sessions, you know, dozens of them. It was during COVID, so we did them out in the park there at Lakeview Park and did a lot of things virtually, but got all that public feedback and public input. And there was not exactly consensus on every topic, but we did manage to get through and come up with some general ideas about what the geometry of the road might look like and what the pedestrian facilities might look like and what the future development pattern might be. So today, as we speak, we're working on a new master plan. We're folding that thought and that planning into the new master plan. And at the same time, City Council looked at it and said, don't let, you know, and I'm the new manager, I come on board, and they said, don't let that languish. Don't let it sit on the shelf and evaporate like so many good intentions do when administrations change, when people move on. So we've been very enthusiastically pursuing the Lake Center District physical improvements. It's probably $15 to $20 million worth of investment. And to give you an idea of the magnitude of that, our annual budget is just around $30 million. So obviously we're not going to do this on our budget all in 1 year. So we're looking at it spread out over a long period of time. But a grant opportunity did come up. And when we were in Washington, we spoke with all of the representatives and the bureaucrats about our RAISE grant application. We applied for a $13 million grant to really take a big chunk out of this project and really redo Portage Road. So that would be from center all the way south, almost to the city limits. And it will be redesigned. There will be a different design to the road with one lane of traffic in each direction and a center turn lane, and then ample pedestrian facilities off-road through that whole area. So there'll be traffic calming investments made, which is to say that you create an environment where people just pay much closer attention to what they're doing when they're driving and make it safer for pedestrians, for cyclists, for people to repopulate that area. So we're hoping that by making this big public investment and talking about it on WKZO, mm-hmm. it will get people excited and it will incite future private investment. That's usually what happens when the city comes along and makes a big commitment to a district like that. You see the private market get excited and start making investments and developments that otherwise may not have happened. So that's what we're doing down in the Lake Center District. The city also purchased a 14-acre piece of property just south of Austin Lake, just south of the Lakeview Park there. And we're looking at developing a higher density single-family neighborhood. We selected AVB Builders last council meeting 2 weeks ago to be our private partner. So we're working with that company as well as state agencies and our county housing director to come up with the resources we need to deliver those homes and make them attainable to middle-income earners. We're not looking at the very low-income end. We're not looking at the high end. We're looking at that middle ground where we can make these available to educators and healthcare workers and law enforcement officers and firefighters and city workers and journalists, and those of us that are in that middle range are really getting priced out of Portage. Starting costs for homes are north of $300,000, so we're trying to work on that, and that's a part of our Lake Center intentions as well.
Are you looking at commercial development at all, or do you want to kind of keep that under reins or something through that area?
Absolutely. The catchphrase is mixed use.
Mm-hmm. Mixed use. Sure.
Yeah, to not pay such close attention and not squash creativity and inspired thought, where we can create these cool developments that have a little higher density with some residential on top and commercial underneath. That really seems to be selling. People really like that lifestyle. So if we can get some coffee shops and bookstores or retail things along with, and restaurants, along with residential and maybe some offices where you've got live-work arrangements and you're down there near the lakes, we think long-term that's exactly what will happen down there. So not squeezing out commercial at all. We want to just make it a much more attractive and pedestrian-friendly, too, is key, where it's a real sense of place, where it feels like a neighborhood. We call them community nodes, because Portage doesn't have a real downtown, but if we can create these nodes around town, we can create that feel of a downtown and give you that quality of life where we'll have some parks and some gathering spaces and restaurants, and you can walk and feel comfortable and parking your car at your home and being able to spend time without having to get in your car and drive anywhere. So that's our long-term goal there with Lake Center District, and we're enthusiastic and optimistic about our grant possibility, and I hope I'm here in a couple months telling you we nailed that baby. But it's a ton of competition. They're probably going to have 1,000 applications, and they might fund 50 of them. So we're going to keep working hard and trying to find a way to bring that capital back to Portage.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing about some success.
Awesome. Thanks,
Dan. We've been talking about accelerating projects in the Lake Center District, one of the Super 7 for the Portage City Council as far as priorities go. We'll talk about another one when we gather at this time next week. But our guest, Pat McGinnis, the city manager for the city of Portage, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Ken. Love it. See you next week.